So, as Jessica said, I'm a pediatrician, and part of what our job is to imagine the small chance of something bad happening to children and trying to prevent that. And so our pediatrician nightmares are made up of things like trampolines and swimming pools and bicycle rides without helmets. We are a wild and raucous bunch, just ask our children. Having children myself made this sort of predisposition to worry even more exacerbated. I think really when my first child was born, I think the second thought I had, the first one being, oh my gosh, I love this little guy so much, was, and now there is literally no end to the things I can worry about. I didn't know at that time that we would all add a global pandemic to the list, but so it was. You know, I have some young patients who tell me that on their birthdays, their parents grant them yes days, where whatever they ask for, they get. Well, this was my year of no. I had patient families calling me, asking me all kinds of very reasonable requests, like, can my parents visit with my newborn? Nope. Can I go to my niece's wedding? Nope. Can my child have a graduation party? Nope. Nope, 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 nope. It was a long string of nopes. I spent the first part of the pandemic in a near perpetual state of panic. I think I spent a lot of nights up reading what felt like the entire internet, trying to learn as much as I could about the virus and mapping it coming to the West Coast and then the East Coast. And I found myself literally waking up from nightmares in which I would be standing below a cresting wave trying to hold things up. And at that time, a lot of my friends and family, this is March of 2020, were planning trips for spring break to Florida and California and New York. And reasonably, people didn't quite understand at that point what the ramifications were going to be. So people were literally thinking about taking these trips. And I was terrified. And so I scribbled out this sort of screed on my computer about how we had to all kind of forego our personal freedoms for the greater good. And I sent it to friends and family far and wide. I was a real blast to be around that time. But, you know, as we all, I think, realized, the year of no had its own toll. And I could start to see it in my own family. I could see it with my children. And I could see it with my 83-year-old mother, who was living in Ohio. And, you know, she'd had this previously a very full social life, you know, book clubs, bridge clubs, lunches with her friends. And as I talked to her over the time, it was as if I could feel the walls of her life just getting smaller and smaller. I remember thinking her voice even sounds softer to me. Her memory was starting to go. And at a certain point, once I realized that by the next spring break, March of 2021, she would be fully vaccinated and my husband and I would be fully vaccinated, I had to turn off the year of no. And I did something that, you know, my better mind told me not to do, but I booked a house in Southwest Florida, in Naples, Florida, to go for spring break. And Naples had always sort of held for my family and for me a place, is a wonderful place for us to relax. No matter how stressful things were, it was a really peaceful place. And I think I was really trying to capture some of that by going. But of course, you know, wherever you go, there was the pandemic. Although I think there were a good number of Southwest Floridians who didn't feel the same way. But we got there, and I'd like to say that I totally relaxed, but I didn't. And but I had a few moments. One was, we were swimming out back in the pool out behind the house, and I was with my daughter, and I was doing that thing where, you know, you swim weightless and you let your daughter carry you, and I was pretending to be her baby and, you know, my fake baby babble, and we were both just laughing so hard, tears were streaming down our faces. And she looked at me, and she's always able to sort of nail the moment, and she said, Mommy, does it feel good to feel like a kid again? And I thought, yeah, it does. And it occurred to me that no one, not even the kids, had felt like kids this year. So later that night, that same daughter asked me to go tandem parasailing with her. Now, I have to tell you that even in my best, bravest, most non-pandemic self, that would be a hard pass. I can imagine every way that that could go catastrophically wrong. It's like a superpower that I have. And for some reason, and I don't usually parent like this, but I tried to be the parent that I felt like she needed me to be at that moment. So I agreed to it. And the morning we woke up and we were supposed to go parasailing, the weather was like tempestuous. It was windy and the waves were crashing, and like the, you know, really young, strapping guys who were going to take us out on the boat called to say, we can't go from the shore, we have to go to the dock. I took this as an opportunity to negotiate with them all the reasons why we need to cancel it. And they wouldn't have it. The only thing that I got out of that negotiation was that they would let me keep my sneakers on while we parasailed, which I have no idea why I thought that would help me, but it seemed important at the time. And so we're there. We go out on the boat. I'm just terrified. And as we lift off, I was filled with this emotion that had only been described to me. I'd never experienced it, where I was so terrified that I actually started irrationally laughing and crying, tears streaming down my face. And my daughter Alice and I get up to cruising altitude, and I'm like clawing our harness. We're both kind of clawing our harnesses. She's much more relaxed than I am. And it gets very quiet up there. And the guys down below are like, you guys can let go of your harnesses. You can let go. And I'm trying to relax. And then Alice says to me, hey, Mommy, look. That one rope, it must be so strong to keep us aloft here. And my first thought was, oh my God, that's exactly what I don't want to be thinking about. And then I thought, she actually nailed the moment again, that it was precisely what we were doing. It was a perfect metaphor. Despite the risks, we were banking on the things that keep us together to keep us aloft. Thanks.